Welcome back to Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Jess. This is News Radio Pensacola. I have a new guest. I'm really excited. I have Preston Callhammer.
Yes.
From Chick-fil-A. How are you?
I'm doing great. Glad to be here.
This is exciting. So you are coming from the Chick-fil-A on Bayou Boulevard across from the Cadover Mall.
Yes, ma'am.
And you are the front of house director.
That is correct.
That sounds pretty official.
Yeah, it's a fun title, that's for sure.
That's exciting. So let's talk Chick-fil-A. Let's talk about the store.
Sure.
So you've been closed for a little bit.
Yeah, we're under reconstruction right now, getting a much needed renovation to try to help us out and make our team member experience better and help out everything that we can to be serving as many people in Pensacola as we can.
That's awesome. Is there anything aesthetically different that you guys are doing with the place besides making it, you know, bigger for people, more people to come in? And
yeah, so I'm not sure how many people have been on our social medias, but you can certainly check it out over there. But we are getting new tiling throughout our dining room to make it a nice, clean, and modern look. And we also got a lot of new lighting and a new arrangement for everything that should make it look even more modern and even more clean and inviting and everything like that.
That's great. So people can find out more on your social medias?
Correct.
So what is your handle for? Do you have Instagram, Facebook?
Yes. So everything's just at Chick-fil-A Bayou Boulevard.
Oh, that's easy. Chick-fil-A Bayou?
Bayou Boulevard.
Boulevard. That's easy. Can you say that 5 times fast?
Chick-fil-A. I might trip over myself if I started
Bayou
doing that.
Boulevard. That's great. So what is your favorite yumminess from Chick-fil-A? And don't say all, just pick one.
So for me, I'll give you two. My go-to year-round is just the Chick-fil-A sandwich. I personally love the pickles on there, and I will get a slice of Colby Jack cheese. But my favorite limited time offer that we had was the honey pepper pimento sandwich that was with us last year, and it might be coming back later on this year.
That sounds delightful. Might be coming. You heard it here, folks, first. Might be coming back.
No guarantees.
But there may have been a wink in there. So if you have any questions today, you can give us a text or a call at... I'm gonna quiz my friend here and see if he remembers. I'm just teasing. 850-437-1620. So what kind of fun things can we expect coming up?
So we've got a few different opportunities coming up here. So when we reopen, one of the summer campaigns is still going to be going. So I know a lot of people are huge fans of the peach milkshake, and they will still have a couple weeks to get that before that actually goes away for the summer, which I know is a huge hit for most people, especially around here. So that will still be going on through August 17th.
I mean, peach may be one of my most favorite flavors in the world.
Yeah, it is. It's a fantastic shake, that's for sure. And then we also will still have the maple pepper bacon sandwich. That one's also through August 24th. That was one of the most difficult parts of closing for me. I didn't get to eat that all summer long. That sandwich is amazing.
That's tragic. Just think about how wonderful that first bite is going to be for you.
For sure. That one, what makes it special is it's got three unique ingredients. So the first one is it comes on a maple brown or a maple bun as opposed to just a regular brioche bun. It's got the maple syrup flavor, and then it's also got a special type of bacon. We have bacon normally for our sandwiches, but that's got the peppered and cinnamon bacon, and then it also has the sweet heat pickles, which is a little bit different than our normal pickles. They've got a little bit of spice to them just to give it some extra kick.
That sounds delightful. I like the sweet and the little kick.
Right. Yeah, it's fantastic.
Do you think that they bathe or feed these animals maple syrup before? I'm just teasing.
Who knows?
Let's not talk about that. Let's just move on to...
For sure.
That is awesome. So tell me a little bit, what is it like being the front of house director?
It's a fantastic experience. So I personally have been in this role now for coming up on 3 years. And for me, one of the best parts about it is just working with Doug, my operator. He is the reason why I'm even still around at the store right now. When I first took this job, I was in high school and kind of saw it as a high school job, but his leadership and the development, the investment that he's put into me has kept me around for these past over 5 years now. And now I don't have any intention of leaving. I'm loving my job. I'd say the most exciting thing for me is just getting to innovate and see different ways that we can be as efficient as possible while still taking care of our guests and our community, trying to do as much as we can to make Pensacola a better place.
That is awesome. I have to say that any time that I have gone to Chick-fil-A just to see the customer service, the teamwork, I mean, that just tops it all off. You're eating a wonderful tasting product I just love. And then everybody is just wonderful and accommodating. It's like you're walking into your family kitchen and you don't have to do anything.
Right. Yeah, we try to create that warm environment that invites everybody.
That is awesome. I do have to say the first Chick-fil-A experience for me was amazing, and my kids might have had it first. And the Chick-fil-A sauce just has a place in my heart. I was traveling one day and we were hungry, and the person I was traveling with, I will get Chick-fil-A, and they came back without the Chick-fil-A sauce. I forgave them.
It's a shame. It's a shame.
But I was like, I need that. It's like, I need it. So what about the kids area? Has there been any renovations to that area?
Yeah, so that's one of the things that we've been getting a lot of questions about. So for us, that was a difficult thing to see. If you've been, again, following our social media page, you can probably see from the pictures that that is unfortunately not with us anymore. The reason why our corporate offices decided to do that is really centered on the idea of team member experience. So if you've ever been to our store before, especially during like our lunchtime rushes, and you look behind the counter, you'll see probably 10 or 15 red shirts jumping all over each other, trying to make sure that we can get food out to everybody in Pensacola that's coming through, trying to get service from us. And from a team member experience perspective, that just hasn't been working out. It's been causing people to work on top of each other, and it's just running us out of space with the amount of demand that we're keeping up with. So what they did when they assessed our stores, they gave us the opportunity to go ahead and open up more space for us to have team members have a lot more space in order to have a improved working condition. So obviously, I've got to give myself a plug here to say we have a fantastic working environment, and we'd love for those of you that are interested in jobs to be coming out and looking for a job with us as we're trying to improve that team member experience.
That is great. That was one of our questions that we had on our text line. Thank you so much for texting in at 850-437-1620. That is wonderful. One of our, I just lost my place. It asks, is Chick-fil-A hiring? It's like they knew you were going to talk about
We are. So fun fact, we are always hiring. But especially right now, we are looking to staff up before the remodel. So there's a few different ways that you can apply. Right now, the easiest way to apply is you can do a walk-in interview. So for those of you that are asking right now, you can go over to the store right now. We are doing walk-in interviews from 7 to 3 every day. But if you wouldn't like to start out that way, you can also go to Join CFA Bayou online. That's Join CFA Bayou. And you can go through the application process on there, and we can get you in from there for an interview.
That sounds exciting. We're going to take a break, but when we come back, I want to talk a little bit more about the hiring process. Thank you for listening to Pensacola Expert Panel. Welcome back to Pensacola Expert Panel. I am Jess. This is News Radio Pensacola. Call or text in at 850-437-1620. We are here today with Preston Callhammer. He is the front of house director at the Chick-fil-A on Bayou Boulevard, which is across from the Cadova Mall. And we are talking today about their renovations and when they're going to be opening. But let me take a look over at the text line. I think we have a few questions here. Here's a great, great question. What makes Bayou location better than other Pensacola Chick-fil-A's? You won't hurt anyone's feelings. Just
Yeah, that's an interesting question. So I don't know that I like to play the comparison game to other stores. I certainly have friends at the other Chick-fil-A locations in Pensacola. So I mean, no offense to any of them or anything like that. They do a great job. I think for us, what we try to do to create an awesome environment is just try to compare ourselves against ourselves. So if we do look at comparisons, we're looking at how did we do in the past, what are we currently doing right now, and how can we do that better? And that's really, to me, what's made our store an awesome place to work. That's what helped me kind of move up the lines. Like I said before, I started when I was in high school and started out as a team member. And 5 years later, I'm in this role, and I've been in this role now for 3 years. And I think a lot of that is just having a healthy culture where we're just trying to compete against ourselves and compete with our own records and our own scores and all those type of things to just try to be better for ourselves on a daily basis.
That is great. Be your best you.
Yes, that's one of our store values is personal excellence. We really talk about striving to do the best for yourself and push yourself to your own limits.
I think that's really, really great value because when you're in your own lane and you're thinking about all the things, what can I do to be better? Like, what can I do tomorrow to beat the Jess or the Preston of yesterday?
Right.
That is so great. Can you tell us a little bit more about what your role is as the house director? We had a wonderful listener text that in and wants to know a little bit more about your role.
For sure. Yeah. So my role is responsible for pretty much anything and everything front of house, which is best defined by most everything that is not inside the kitchen. It's a broad area to kind of keep up with. It means I'm responsible for the people behind the counter, the dining room area, and then both our order taking and fulfillment side of our drive-through. So my role is working with my awesome team of supervisors, and we've got a fantastic team of also assistant supervisors and trainers, and our team members are amazing as well. So my role is trying to help keep them in line as far as Chick-fil-A standards go, and then aim for the most efficient and most hospitable ways to do things. So I don't have a daily consistent, like this is what I do on a daily basis, because it can change. Some days we might have an area in the drive-thru where we want to develop and become better in there. And other days that might mean that I'm out in the dining room cleaning up some sort of spill or something like that. It's really just making sure that everything's in order and trying to take care of the team out there and make sure that they're best prepared to serve our community.
That is great. And that for me would be the reason why I'd want to go work there. Because when you see your leadership getting right down there in the nitty gritty and doing all the things that you may be doing, that is just wonderful. So how do you train your employees to be efficient and at the same time, so kind?
Right. So a lot of it, before we even start training, is just hiring the right people. So we go out and we're very intentional with who we hire. We try to find people that are genuinely excited about taking care of other people. And once you get the right people on the team, it's a lot easier to teach them those things. And a lot of it from there is just teaching them how we do what we do and letting their positive attitude and their positive character really take care of the rest, where once they know how we do what we do, they're just going to take care of it because they're those type of people. A lot of people ask us, like, how do you make your people so friendly? And quite honestly, we don't do a lot of making them friendly. It's really, we hire friendly people and we show them how Chick-fil-A does things and they kind of take care of the rest from there.
And how could you not be friendly when you're smelling that wonderful Chick-fil-A?
It makes it easier.
Isn't
that's
it,
for
the
sure.
Secrets in the sauce, isn't it?
There's a lot of secrets in the sauce, that's for sure.
This sounds like an excellent, if you are looking for a place to work or you know someone that wants to work at Chick-fil-A, sounds like the best thing. Tell me, Preston, again, how do people apply?
Yeah, so there's two main ways right now. The way that's always going on, the way we're always hiring, is through going to joincfabayou.com. Just online, if you go to joincfabayou, you can go ahead and apply through there, and that will take you through the whole process from there. The other way that we have going on uniquely right now with reopening in a couple weeks is we are doing open interviews. I think I made a mistake earlier, and I said 7 to 3. Those are 8 to 3 every day of the week. So if you swing through right now and you walk up for an open interview, we can take care of you right at the store right now or any day throughout the weekdays. We're doing those 8 to 3.
8 to 3, Monday through Friday. That sounds excellent. I have a listener that is asking another question. Let's see. Are there any changes to the drive-through experience. Let's hold off on that one because we're going to go to break, and when we come back, we're going to open back up with it. Preston, do you think you can remember that?
Sure.
Excellent. Thank you. You're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel. Welcome back to Pensacola Expert Panel. I am Jess. This is News Radio Pensacola. I am talking today with Preston from Chick-fil-A Bayou Boulevard. We had a great question, and I'm not going to make you remember what it was. Unless you really want to. Do you remember? No. Are there any changes to the drive-through experience?
Yeah, so the drive-through experience, there's a yes and no answer to that. The yes answer is for our team members, there's definitely going to be a lot of changes. So as I mentioned earlier, we have a lot more improved team member experience areas where we'll have a lot more space for them to work, which hopefully means that as we figure out what we're doing with this new setup, we should have a much greater opportunity to be even faster and even more efficient than what you've seen in the past. But the no answer is for the guest experience. There should not be too much of a change as far as what the guests need to do. I know there can be a lot going on over there, so we're trying to keep that as consistent as possible, trying not to change too much up for the guests coming through and having to pull into our line. We aren't changing too many of the lines right now. And then we hopefully aim to have that as an even faster experience once we have the improved areas for our team members.
Great. So we are getting down to the wire here. I have one more question. Where are the kids going to go with no playground? Is there going to be an outdoor playground area now?
Right. So that's a great question. That was actually something we asked for. Unfortunately, that wasn't something that we could get coding on, was anything to do an outdoor playground with the location we have. That's just not something that was possible with all the red tape that is legal situations and all that type of stuff. So without having the playground, as I mentioned earlier, that was done to improve our team member experience and try to give them a better opportunity to have a better working environment to serve our guests. And that does mean that the play place does go away with that. So what we're going to be doing is we're going to be focusing even more attention in our dining room with the people that we have working in the dining room and trying to take care of the kiddos that come in and try to take care of them, do extra special things with them. That may not be the exact same experience as having a playground, but we aim to do our best to still keep them entertained and try to keep all the families that we know and love trying to come back with.
Great. Thank you so much, Preston, for coming in. Remember, he is at the Chick-fil-A on Bayou Boulevard. Go ahead and go to joincfabayou.com to learn more about how you can apply or share this information with someone else. Thank you so much, Preston.